I went to Nottingham to visit my sister, who was at university there. Mm. And Tom was in Nottingham shopping with his best friend Chris, weren't you?
Well, I was on a bit of a night out with my mate, and we bought loads of stuff. It was student loan day, so we had lots of money, so we went out and splashed a load of cash, and we handed up lots of shopping bags. And then we thought, well, we fancied making a night of it, and what are we going to do with all our shopping? I know. Let's go around to a friend's house and dump all the shopping there. And Jamie was there.
Yeah, and then we went out to a big, awful pub and drank some awful bright coloured alcohol.
And it turned out that Jamie actually knew a whole load of the people that I knew, and some of the friends that I had knew some of his friends, and of course we had never met one another, so it was all, I don't know, all just, man, it just fell into place, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was nice. Because the first time I visited you at uni, I was really nervous. And when I arrived at your house, half the people from my class at school were there. So that was lovely. And that was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went from there, didn't we? And I was just coming up to finishing uni a couple of weeks or months after we met. Mm. But Tom had a year left, so I moved in with him in his student digs, didn't I?
Yep.
Which was cheap.
Yep.
And then we did a bit of work together as well, didn't we?
Yep.
For one of your dad's clients.
Yeah.
Which meant that we were spending quite a lot of time together in close proximity, and then we sort of just went from there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was it 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we bought our first house when we were 26 or 27. And then we worked hard on that, didn't we? And we sold it on for a bit of profit.
Yeah. Purely by coincidence, our anniversary is almost exactly to the day that the boys moved in with us. Which is, I don't know, that's just how it happened, but...
Yeah, so each year we celebrate, don't we?
It's a really great way for us to sort of mark it, actually. And there's always a bit of a work up to it. And we'll do something, you know, whether it just go out for a meal or we'll celebrate it in some way. A disco party or, you know, something. And it's for the boys, I think it's quite a landmark day, actually, for them. And it is, likewise it is for us. And I think certainly for me, and I think Jamie's the same, is that having had a brother and two sisters, and Jamie has a sister, and having that sort of family sort of hubbub around, you know, we sort of started to crave it and want it and explore it. And yeah, fostering is something we did explore, and then sort of settled on adoption.
Yeah, and then when we made contact with the adoption agency that we used, they suggested siblings to us because there's a big call for families for siblings that are in care. So we decided right from the very start that we would have two children at once. And also we decided we wanted two children that were natural siblings. But that also helps the care system because there's a huge call for parents for children who are birth siblings from birth. So that's how that came around, and we made our first inquiry, didn't we, and it took about between 18 and 24 months to complete the whole process, so it was quite a lengthy process, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was long.
It was quite turbulent as well, wasn't it? There were lots of
ups and downs. Yeah, it was tough. At points it was seriously tough, but it was very long. It's much longer than it might well be now.
Yeah, I think they've tidied the process up a lot since then. But yeah, we experienced pretty much every single thing that could possibly go wrong.
Every emotion you could imagine, from the lowest of the lows to just, you know, absolute elation and everything in between.
And then so we were really, really happy when finally we were given the go-ahead to meet the boys. And of course that's nerve-wracking, isn't it? Because you've seen pictures of them and you've sent pictures of yourself to them. And, but there's always been a mediator in the social worker.
Mm.
You don't actually get to meet the children yourself until right at the last moment.
And how did that feel when you met them for the first time?
I was ridiculously nervous, sort of handshakingly nervous.
Yeah, we had to visit them in their foster home, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I remember sitting. We got there really early. We were meeting them about 9 o'clock, and we sat in the car around the corner for about half an hour.
I don't do late, so no. We had to be an hour early. And that hour early was just torture, wasn't it? It was just absolute torture. It was so going through, even trying to rehearse what might happen. Yeah. Trying to think about what, you know, what they might say, or what they might think, or what they were doing.
you run through all the various scenarios in your head, and it's really difficult to sort of second guess what they're going to do. Anyway, and so we pulled up around the corner from their house. We pulled up, we parked at the bottom of their drive, didn't we? And it was a big, long, sort of stony, cobbly drive. And as we walked up to the front door, we squabbled a bit, didn't we, about
who's going to push the doorbell? So we had this sort of pushing, shoving, you doing it.
Yeah.
And then the door opened to the boy's foster mum, and we had previously met her once. That was comfortable. And we went into the house, and there were the two boys, and they were just playing at the dining room table. Looked up, kind of noticed us, and just carried on.
Yeah, they were super comfortable with the situation. I think they'd had a lot of prepping before we arrived, hadn't they? They were well prepared. And their social worker was there, wasn't he?
So
there were people there, but they felt familiar to the boys. But yeah, and then we sort of gelled as a family quite quickly, didn't we?
It just all slotted into place, felt totally comfortable and ordinary from almost the minute go.
During the, what do they call it?
Introduction. It's a sort of 2 week phased period where you can spend, to start with, a couple of hours and then whole afternoons. And
yeah, during that fortnight they came to visit us at home with their foster parents, and got to explore their new bedrooms. They got to explore the toy room, didn't they, and all the toys, various toys and things we had in there.
Yeah.
And so, actually, when they came to move in, they were really excited about their new home and the new bedrooms and the new belongings.
Yeah.
And they, of course, they came with an awful lot of stuff as well.
Yeah, so a lot of things were very familiar to them. And,
yeah.
And actually, during the introductions, we were able to sort of fairly serendipitously sort of ring some bits and pieces of theirs, and so there were some familiar surroundings for when they arrived.
Yeah.
Which actually make that process a lot better.
During the introductions, we took them on a couple of days out in the car, and that was on one of the car trips, which was quite a long journey. I can't remember where we went to, a theme park or something. That was the first time they told us they loved us in the back of the car. And of course, we'd only met them a week before, but that was really heartwarming, wasn't it? And we sort of said, we love you too. And then just sort of looked at each other and felt really
like it's quite so surreal. Is this really happening?